Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, we're back with the Morning Crossfire. Every single Thursday, we take care of your health. And today will be no different. I need you to lend me your ears. Like it was said in the poem, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them, but the good is often interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. It's amazing how the brain works. I learned that poem, Doc, in primary six. In primary six, and it's still in my head. You know, so when I say lend me your ears, I know you know I mean, I don't mean you should cut your ear or give me your ear, but actually, I need your attention. All right, this morning, by popular request, we are continuing with our series on living healthy in 2024, which we did last week because a lot of you had questions to ask our guest, Dr. Frederick Onubokai, and you didn't have the chance to ask those questions. So we had to bring Dr. Fred back. He's usually on Wazobi FM and also online. He has his fans and all that. See, he's chatting with them and stuff. It's really cool. Dr. Fred Onubokai, it's good to have you. Good morning.
Thank you, Kofi. Good morning. Thank you for having me here again.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah, he's a medical doctor. He's your guy at the top as far as our health is concerned. Right here, Nigerian for Cool FM. Wazobi FM. He's also a public health physician. So hear me sounding this way, hear Sheriff sounding that way, is because he's the one who we met when we came, and before you receive, we give you advice. You know, so Doc, it's good to have you. Last week you had quite a lot to say. You know, you talked about the tests that we need to do every year. I want us to go back to that, but more importantly, for those of you listening, if you have any questions on maintaining your good health in 2024, please call, because we want to stay a lot, take a lot of calls today, and your messages or contributions, questions or contributions for our message portals. Now, for those who want to call, please feel free to call 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can send us a WhatsApp message. Our number on WhatsApp is 0809597585. You can send a short message, one paragraph, just a sentence or two, to that WhatsApp number. You can also send a voice note, 1 minute or less. I prefer the voice notes that are less than 1 minute. Or you can call that WhatsApp number as well, and we will put you on the air. Of course, our female listeners are not left out. If you're calling, you can call the main line. It's for everyone. But if you're a female listener and you are finding it difficult getting through the main line, we have a special line for your alternative line, 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. This conversation is produced by Zainab. My producer here on the Morning Crossfire, she's doing a good job making all the calls and making sure my guests are ready for me, and of course getting all the information we need. But anyway, we continue last week's conversation. As I said, on maintaining good health, it's essential to maintain good health, you know, because the prices of drugs are going up, bed spaces are not enough. We have tests. The price of tests have increased. The price of bed space has also gone up as well. Already, our healthcare system is struggling with, you know, has been struggling with more patients than hospital beds, and that was even before the pandemic. Now, compared to the global average of 26 hospital beds per 10,000 people, medical experts say Nigeria has only five. All right, five beds for 10,000 people. Now, think about that: five beds for 10,000 people. Meaning about just 134,000 beds to a population of 211 million people. That's according to Premium Times. Doc, that's really scary.
It's more than scary, you know. And the future doesn't look great if we don't do something right now. Because when you see the whole healthcare system with the Japa syndrome currently going on, and I don't think it will get better. I heard the federal government saying that they are going to make plans to train those in-house and then make the system conducive. But you can't really have hope right now, especially when you don't see the commitment of the leaders at the top. Health workers are not taken care of. And I say this not speaking as a doctor, I'm speaking generally for a healthcare workers, the nurses, the pharmacists, the physiotherapists. I even have a friend who's a physiotherapist who left Nigeria late last year. Now, even if you now have the beds, what about the workforce? What about the healthcare workers? What are the plans to train them? What are the plans to keep them?
So even physiotherapists are leaving.
Sure, I have a friend who is a physiotherapist who is not in Nigeria as we currently speak. So it's not enough to have the bed space. It's also very important you have the necessary manpower to manage these bed spaces.
But the president said we shouldn't worry. You know, he said we shouldn't worry. He's going to train more. They'll train more people to take up those who, like, so that friend of yours who is a physiotherapist, president said, don't worry, we're going to put someone in his place very soon.
I don't know if we have taken our time to look at the younger ones coming up. How many are interested in studying medicine? How many are interested in studying pharmacy, in nursing? How many of them are currently interested in doing that? Because they see what is going on and they are not fools. Even parents see what is happening. So if you know you have the funds, no parent would even want to put the child to study this in this system anymore, unless you make it enticing and very encouraging for them to work. The consultants are leaving. So even if you have these young ones coming up, who trains them?
Wow, because consultants have to train the younger doctors, and the residents, and those on housemanship and all that.
Sure.
You know, I used to think, you know, doctors were rolling in cash. You know, he's laughing. Let me put his head alone. You know how people think, you know, media people, like people on radio and TV, are rolling in cash. You know, I used to think that as a child, that if you see Eugenia Abu on TV, because she's on TV, means she has money. She knows the president. She knows the governor. Or how I used to think people who work in banks are rolling in cash.
Yeah.
That's how some people feel if you're a doctor, I mean, say, you can afford anything you want. You know, until I had a program some years ago on Nigerian for Port Harcourt where we talked about, you know, doctor's strike and came on the show and they said, see, this is how much some of us are paid. I was shocked. And then I was told some doctors, some people finish medical school and they can't get a job with government, except maybe you know someone who knows someone who knows someone. You know, who knows someone who knows someone. You know, so it's shocking now when you learn how much professors are earning in Nigeria today that you're a prof.
You know, when I finished medical school, to get a space for housemanship, you know, when you finish medical school, you must go for your compulsory 1 year housemanship. It took me a year and 4 months after finishing medical school to actually get a space for housemanship.
That's when we have a system that you don't have enough doctors.
Yes.
Still, you couldn't get a space.
A year and 2 months. And those who were lucky were already done with their housemanship and I was still looking for space. I went around the whole of Nigeria.
Not because you were not qualified.
What do you mean by qualified? You have everything with you.
There was no space.
No space.
Well, we have a system that is telling us that we are being told that we don't have enough doctors in a country. Not even public health sector. In a country as a whole.
Yeah.
And you have doctors who have graduated from school and they can't be employed for housemanship. Okay, so why? Is it that the hospitals were not enough?
I don't really know what we say when given this opportunity to speak, especially those who are in authority. When they tell you that we are making spaces, I don't really know. I don't know. Maybe they take something before coming to speak, because we have these health workers who are on the streets begging to get employed, and you are telling us that you would raise. I don't get it. There is no connection between the two. You even have the ones working who are burnt out. You have doctors, they are all burnt out. And there are some of them without job. So So before we start talking about getting bed spaces and building world-class institutions, first of all, you need to get the ones that are jobless employed first before talking about building a world-class institution.
So there are qualified doctors, trained doctors out there, and so government may have even spent some, because they say they subsidize education, training some of these doctors.
Let me correct that quickly. There is nothing like government subsidized anything.
They said to train you. Nigeria trained you, taxpayer money.
Well, I don't know. I need one government official to come and say he trained me, because you trained the doctor, the engineers, did you subsidize their training too? What about the pharmacists, the nurses? You didn't. We paid for it. I didn't enjoy any form of scholarship unless maybe you gave them. So this whole discussion about we trained them, it's free.
No, we're losing.
And then we are losing. I don't get it. How? On which benchmark are you using to tell us that you train them for free? And if you know you don't want to train them, just say you don't want to provide an institution to train health workers. Simple. Don't come and hide under the notion that you train them. Who trained who?
So it is intriguing that right now we have our health sector understaffed, because a lot of these doctors are leaving the country, are traveling out. Mm-hmm. Yet still, we have doctors in Nigeria who are roaming out around with their CV looking for employment.
Yeah, and we have those too who are leaving the profession, who says, I'm no longer doing this profession anymore.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. And it will keep getting worse. Some are saying, telling you, I'm no longer practicing in this system.
You have those who say they're no longer practicing.
They say, I know they do again.
Why? Is it because they can't find a job or it's too stressful?
One, because what you had in mind coming into the profession is totally different from what you're seeing on ground. You understand? When you start in your textbook, you see, oh, this is how it should be done. And then when you come to the reality, you are practicing jungle medicine.
How? What is jungle medicine? What do you mean jungle medicine?
There are some things I can't just say on radio. There are some things.
Are you sure we don't know them already?
We know them, but we're looking for somebody to bail the cat. Not me. Not me. There's some jungle medicine, really. And it's heartbreaking. There are some people who shouldn't be close to the hospital. Kofi,
just scratch your surface for us.
I should do what?
Just a little bit touch. Yes, give us something now. Give us something. Help us. Let's understand.
God.
Small.
You know, so let me hide under this. There's some people who are not licensed. When I say licensed, meaning that you've been given the privilege, authority to handle human life. There's some people who are not licensed whatsoever to handle human life, and they are doing this without any form of caution, nothing, and they're having a few days.
Like the one we had discussion with some doctors some months ago, when that lady said I think they killed someone passed, you know, someone died, lady who died after was it a child? There's one incident in one hospital somewhere in Lagos.
Is it the one they did the operation on?
Yeah. Where the intestine was missing and all that. And then some word came out that, you know, some doctors are not qualified, they don't even have qualification, and all these things, you know. But anyway, and we want to go back to what we're talking about.
Yes.
But the fact is, you're saying that if the government wants to get more doctors, replace those who've left, at least the government hospitals, there are those who are qualified who don't have what to do, or maybe in private employment and want to switch to government.
Sure.
They are there.
Yeah.
You don't need to start training new ones again. It means they don't know what they're talking about. Okay. So please, can you kindly recap what we talked about last week? The tests you said we need to do at the beginning of every year, at least every year.
Yeah. At the beginning of every year, I think every individual should, you can have a pen and paper right now. I'm going to mention them, but I'm giving a clause here. It's not enough to carry out this test. You need to have a medical doctor help you analyze your test results. You understand? Because if I tell you to go do this test, you carry out all of them and you have the results in your hands, then what happens next? You've wasted your money, you wasted your time. You should have a doctor that would help you interpret your results. So number one, I'm listing them, the full blood count or complete blood count. A full blood count, it tells us a lot about your blood, it tells us about your PCV, it tells us about your white blood cell count, it tells us about your platelets and a whole lot. Then the next thing you want to do is your kidney function test. Kidney function test, very important. In addition to that, for those of us who can't really afford that one, maybe now, you can do a urinalysis. urine analysis. It's called urinalysis. The next one would be a liver function test. Liver function test. And if you know that you take alcohol and you haven't done a liver function test, then you are sitting on the time bomb.
Hey, God.
If you... I know I have a lot of people who do this and they listen to me. If you know that you take alcohol and you haven't done a liver function test, you are sitting on a time bomb. Get a liver function test.
Umu, 30 December.
My brother.
I saw somebody, a friend of mine put up a post on Instagram, which part of your body is going to suffer this December? Someone said my liver.
I don't know if we can do this. I just feel like maybe every quarter, some people should just take an excursion. Go on an excursion to a teaching hospital around you. When you see things,
especially the accident, A and E, accident emergency.
A and E, no problem. The wards, anyone,
okay.
Just go, travel in, go to the medical wards, female medical, the main medical, and see things. Go to the surgical wards, orthopedic wards. Then you understand the reason why you shouldn't drink and drive. There's a lot going on. So if you know you take alcohol, I beg you, go do a liver function test.
You know, if you want to see the practical of what you are doing,
yes,
go around Lekki on Saturday morning around 1-2 a.m.
Yeah,
see how many cars have entered gutter, bashed into gates.
It's a pity that some health workers, I don't know, are poor, because with the way our people are living, health workers shouldn't be poor. With the way our people are living, health workers are not supposed to be poor. As a matter of fact, I should just be in my house waiting for people. I want to speak with you. I have a problem. And I'll tell you, I don't have time because of the way we are living. Because there is 1 + 1 will always be 2. You can't take alcohol, mess up your life in your youthful stage, and expect a miracle in the future. So it's garbage in, garbage out.
All right. So liver function test for Umu 30 December and every other person.
Yes.
Go check it out.
Okay.
Which other one?
Then the other one again would be your fasting blood sugar. It's called the fasting blood sugar, meaning you check your blood sugar. You don't eat in the morning and you go do your fasting blood sugar. Some people will tell you to check your glycated hemoglobin. Don't worry for that. Please just leave that one. Leave that. Don't worry.
Okay.
Then the other one again, I hope I'm not forgetting, your lipid profile. Fasting lipid profile tells us a lot about your cholesterol and the other ones. And then what else again?
Okay, the ones for the females. Male only and female.
So
only.
This is just general. This is general. Now for the males, if you are above 40 and you are a man, you should get yourself screened for prostate cancer. PSA, prostate specific antigen. PSA. Prostate specific antigen. Then for the women, you should screen yourself for cervical cancer. If you know you have engaged in sexual intercourse and you are a woman, you should screen yourself for cervical cancer screening.
Okay.
We have the pap smear, we have the HPV DNA testing, whichever one. But you should get yourself screened for cervical cancer. Extremely important. If you know that you have engaged in intercourse, please do so. Furthermore, I want to advise you to get yourself screened for breast cancer, mammogram or ultrasound, breast ultrasound scan. Especially when you are above, I think it's 40. Yeah, mammogram, and breast ultrasound scan.
Okay. HIV and AIDS.
Yeah, very important. HIV and hepatitis too. Yes.
Okay. We'll come back. We'll take some more after the break. Very important. We'll take your thoughts as well. Stay with us.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right. Welcome back. Of course, we are taking care of your health right here on the Morning Crossfire 99.3 Nigeria Info. And of course, we're talking maintaining good health in 2024. This is the part two of this conversation. Our guest is still with us. He is the man they call Fred Oster on social media. You can check him out. He has good content on his Facebook and Instagram. Dr. Frederick Unubokai is a medical doctor right here, the resident doctor with Cool FM Nigeria Info 1 Zobi FM. He's a public health physician and he is here for a second time to Tell us more about maintaining good health in 2024 and take your thoughts. We're opening the phone lines now. 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call. If you have any questions, please feel free, or contributions, feel free to do that. 0700-993-993-993. And females can call that number, males can call that number, but of course we have a special line for our female listeners, which is 0201-465-7190. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Welcome, madam. Who do we have, please?
Mrs. Oboli. Good morning, Dr. Featherstaff. Happy New Year.
Good morning.
Thank you for today's topic, today's discussion. I just want to ask one question. If we go to the hospital and tell them to do a comprehensive check, would it comprise of all these tests you've ruled out so far?
Okay. Very good comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when you go to the hospital, you have your doctor, you have a case note, and you tell your doctor, I want to do a comprehensive check. And there are two groups of doctors. The first one might tell you why you don't need it. I've heard that report so many times. The second one will tell you, okay, I know you, I know your age, I know your medical history. Therefore, what the test I have listed, in addition to this test, your doctor would add some other stuff for you because he understands you very well. So if I have a patient right now, let's say my patient is 58 and he comes to me, oh, I want to do a comprehensive medical test, I would make that test comprehensive for that particular patient, you understand? But when I see you, your own comprehensive test might be different from the other patient. Remember too, family history also important. So let's say you have a family history of colorectal cancer and I'm seeing you around the age of, let's say, 58 and the rest, I would include a screening for colorectal cancer as part of your own comprehensive test, you understand? And I always encourage people, please have a doctor you can reach out to, your own doctor, not a doctor on social media. A doctor on social media is not your doctor. You need to have a relationship with one doctor that you can always reach out to, and that would help you a whole lot.
Somebody who knows you over the years, who knows your history.
Yeah, who knows you.
Okay, I see. I see. Quite interesting. You've talked about the tests, that the basic ones, but you're saying in response to that question that a doctor will also typically ask you for your medical history, family history.
Family history, very important.
Try and tailor some other things to
very,
you.
Very, very true.
Okay. So full blood count, kidney function test, or urinalysis, you said. Liver function test.
Liver function. The kidney function test could go together with the urinalysis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Urinalysis, a kidney function test, and then we have what again?
You talk about fasting blood sugar.
Fasting blood sugar, fasting lipid profile.
Okay.
Then eye check is important too. Eye check. Please go for your eyes check. Extremely important. Then we spoke about the prostate specific antigen for the men. We spoke about women cervical cancer screening, breast cancer screening. And then if you have a family history of cancer, especially for those of us, let's say we have family members with colorectal cancer, endometrial cancer, ovarian cancer, these are stuffs you really want to pay attention to and get yourself checked.
All right. So family history is very important.
Extremely, extremely important.
Okay. 99.3. Good morning. Who do we have on the line, please?
Yeah, Baba G.
Baba G, welcome.
Yeah, Kofi Batel, I greet you, and Dr. Fred, I greet you too.
Morning.
Let me ask a question. Just one, two questions. You talk about alcohol, and I understand that too much of alcohol can destroy most of the organs, especially the vital organs. What about the person who have stopped finally? Even wine with alcohol, you don't take it again.
Very good.
Is it going to have same implication?
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for that. Okay, so what we tell people who have stopped alcohol, when you stop, it's important you get your liver checked, and after a long time you go for another check to know the state, because the liver is God has blessed us so much with the liver. It has the ability to get itself back depending on the duration of your alcohol intake and the severity of your alcohol intake. Sometimes the amount of alcohol you have taken in the years might be so bad that it would damage the liver without the liver being able to come back to its normal state. So this is why you also need to get your liver checked to know the state of the liver.
All right. What are those who take they call it for the gods, just a little once in a while?
Once in a while, the truth is there is no amount of alcohol that is safe. You understand? There is, we're talking about alcohol. I hope I didn't miss out on smoking. They go hand in hand, please. Whatever you take, whatever you smoke, there's no amount of alcohol that is actually safe for consumption. You take for the girls, you take to help yourself once in a while, fine, but you are not exempted from going for the checkup.
All right. Interesting. Yeah, we have another call coming through. Good morning.
Good morning, Kofi.
You're welcome. Please turn off your radio set. Who do we have on the line?
My name is Ogochukwu.
Ogochukwu, please turn off your radio set. We're hearing ourselves on the other side.
Yeah. How can we check the liver?
You won't check it yourself now.
You can't now.
Thank you. Yeah, go on.
No, you can't actually. Oh, there's this thing we keep hearing. A lot of people ask me, how can I know that I have this problem naturally or without going to the hospital, without going to the lab? There are some things you just can't find out on your own at home. Even as a doctor, I can't even tell myself if my liver is fine just by looking at myself.
Oh, no, your BP.
I can't. You have to get it checked. That is the only way you can actually know if you have a problem with your liver, your kidneys, and other parts of your body.
All right. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think you said a very, very important point, because that if you go to any of these diagnostics labs, mm-hmm. when they give you a result, you have to go to a doctor to show it to him.
You have to.
Because sometimes, I mean, I've been in a scenario, they gave it to me, I looked at it, I didn't know, I just went home. But back in the day.
Permit me to say this, which I keep seeing online because I'm active on social media too. People tell you, doctor, I have done this test. Can you help me interpret it? And sometimes the response gets people annoyed, and we try to make it very truthful to you that I am not your doctor. We don't have a doctor-patient relationship, so I can't help you interpret your results just because I come in contact with you on social media, unless we are having a teleconsult, we are having an online consultation. Then we'll make our time. We know your history. We know everything about you. Then we can review the result. But just meeting somebody online and say, help me, the doctor doesn't really know about you. So he might see your liver looking fine, but what about the kidneys? And say, you're okay.
It has to be a one-on-one.
So it has to be a one-on-one. Whenever you are going for a medical review, it has to be a one-on-one, please.
All right. Okay, just a reminder, we have a one-play raffle draw coming up before I leave the studio. Like I said yesterday, I'm saying again, once it's midnight, start playing. Go on the website, www.oneplay.ng. That's number one, play.ng. Go on the website, www.oneplay.ng. And you can play for 500 naira, 1,000 naira. You know, one ticket costs 500 naira. So go on the website, oneplay.ng. That's number one, play.ng. And you click on the second box, which has the logo of Nigeria Info. You see there the Nigeria Info logo. Your second box, it must be that box. You see a button that says play for 500 naira. So you can play once 500 naira, play twice, buy two tickets, 1,000 and so on. But just know that today, 10 or 5 lucky winners will go home with 10,000 naira. Shikini money. 5 winners going home with 10,000 naira. Do the roll before I leave the studio. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome. Who do we have on the line, please?
Hey, good morning. My name is Ikena Tunnel. I'm calling from Lekki.
All right, Nat. Good to hear from you. What's your question or contribution?
Okay, I want to appreciate the doctor in the house. Thank you for your health analysis and all that. Please, I have a question. Now, during the weekend, I have a neighbor of mine who was sick, and then all of a sudden, he just fell from the bed, and then he was shaking, and when we took him to the hospital, he passed on immediately. And a test was carried out, and the doctor said that he has a high blood pressure, that he has not been watching it all this while. That was the reason. And so because it has gone beyond what they can handle, that was how he passed on. So I was asked, what is actually the causes of high blood pressure? And how can we... can we handle this? Because it was so unfortunate. He left behind a wife and children. And it's just pathetic. I saw him a day before that day.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Thank you. Sorry for your loss, bro.
So sorry for your loss. So sorry. We've had multiple cases like this. I also have one that happened some time ago. Now, we tell people, number one, you might not be able to trace the cause of the high blood pressure. It's very important we say this. It's called essential hypertension. or primary hypertension, you might actually have no identifiable cause of the hypertension. There are other causes of hypertension. Your lifestyle, the way you live, you smoke, you drink, you take processed food, high salt food intakes, you're extremely stressed. You have hormonal issues too. Yeah, there are certain hormones that can elevate your blood pressure. You have kidney disorders. These are things that can elevate the blood pressure. Now, what we advise everybody is just get your blood pressure checked. Once in a month, especially if you know you have no problem with your blood pressure, once a month or once in 2 months, fine. Get the machine with you at home and check and go away. But when we tell Africans this comment, they're like, you people are overdoing it. We are not saying this because we want to make money from you. Sure, we need money, but there are some things that we can prevent. This is preventive health. And monitor your blood pressure, because when it does happen, extremely high, the time window to help us control the blood pressure and the rest might be so very, very short. Remember, the country find ourselves, healthcare system and the rest. So yeah, we don't want to get into that state at all.
All right. Very important. The reason why we started with the way we started was because we want to let you know the state of healthcare in this country. You don't want to be in a position where you have to now be in that system and then, you know, you can't afford to pay for bed space, or you can't find a doctor.
You can even afford, but there's no bed space.
No bed space. That's a very terrible one.
Yeah.
Apart from doing these tests, what are the other ways, you know, to improve health in 2024? What should people do, you know, differently in 2024 than they did in other years?
For those who follow me on social media, there is something I always do. I've been doing this for like 2 years now. I encourage people as much as possible, eat fruits and vegetables if you can once a day. I know times are hard, but orange, I think orange one is 100 naira or so. If you can make fruits a part of your lifestyle.
I like to eat cabbage. I love cabbage.
Cabbage is a vegetable,
yeah,
but it's not fruits.
I eat cabbage. I try fruits as well.
Which one?
I started doing fruit fast December. I did fruit fast all through 4 days a week.
No, I would not encourage.
Was I going too fast? Too
I would
hard?
Not encourage you to do that because it's a one off. I think it's not a routine for you.
Yeah.
It should be a part of your life.
I paused for 30 December, but I'm resuming. I'm going to resume soon.
One way to help you also recover from this whole 30 December is ensure that you get fruits very well.
Very well, right?
Yes, very
so
well.
So, what kind of fruit are you looking at? Oranges, all kinds of fruit?
Number one, we have different people at different locations listening to us right now. Mm. The fruit available to you, orange, watermelon, pineapple, banana, tangerine.
Look at this thing. I'm doing my hand like this. What am I saying? Money.
Okay, good.
Money.
Good. Somebody said this to me and he said, these are expensive. And I asked this person, what are the consequences of falling ill in this part of the world? To treat malaria. Malaria. Last week, somebody told me 5,000. Five. And this was cheap for this fellow. Wasn't even in the hospital. 5K. Now, if you divide 5,000 by 30, that's 30 days in a month. 5,000 by 30, that's how much in a day. You can take these fruits, and I guarantee you, I have records, I have testimonies of people who have done this, and they can tell you for 6 months, I never fell ill. This is the best form of investment you can give to yourself. Now, I'm not saying that we don't have bad fruits out there. Some people who cut corners, they have this artificial means of making the fruit ripe.
I'm very careful about where I buy my fruit. I go to the malls.
Right.
Yeah. But I can tell that I've seen there's some malls that you go to.
Yeah.
I buy it cheaper than the aboki. Oh yeah.
Really?
I know where I buy my banana. Okay. I know where I buy watermelon. I know where I buy my coconut. I know where I buy
avocado.
No, I don't buy avocado. It's you know, you don't see good avocado and then it's overpriced and stuff like that. So I just left it. Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
If I want to eat avocado, I'm not eating one.
Okay, you buy it.
If I'm buying five and I'm spending 5,000 on those five, what is it for? My grandfather's compound is a tree of avocado.
So the truth is, we make it look like it's quite expensive getting these things, but they are cheap.
Mm-hmm.
They help you. And I encourage patients and parents to train their kids taking fruits. These whole drinks we give our kids are not helping them.
Please, can you say that again? Let me stop the music. Chef Corey, permit me.
Drinks we give our kids in the name of I love my son, my daughter, I don't want him or her to feel bad, are not helping them. The best way to help your kid is by giving them fruits. And I like Zainab. I'm going to mention this. I'm going to give her a shout out for this. Zainab is giving her daughter fruits almost every day. I think, Zainab, you need to participate in my fruit challenge. You need to win this challenge next month.
I will win your fruit challenge.
No, you can't. You can't win that fruit challenge.
Doc, I do fruit Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
There's no way you win.
Friday.
There's no way you win the challenge.
Friday, no food.
There's no way you win the challenge with that. I'm serious.
I lost 5 kg.
I'm serious. I'm telling the truth. There's no way you win the challenge because I have people who did this every day and we gave them money online. Really? Yeah.
Okay, a quick one. Should adults our age be eating 3 times a day?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know where we got that from. Where they say 3 square meal.
3 square meals.
I don't know. I eat twice a day and it's okay for me.
And even that one, you feel sometimes you feel full.
Very full. So it depends on how much energy you use up in a day. If you burn so much amount of energy, the amount of food you consume will be quite different from the kind of the amount of food I take in a day. You can't tell those who work in the construction houses to eat once a day or even twice a day, but some of them eat once a day, but that once a day is so massive. It depends on your own body system.
You know how we eat the size of a fufu.
And then again, true, it's not about the size of the fufu, please. Oh, the fufu is good, thereby is good, the pounded yam is okay. But at the same time, your vegetable, the fish, try to do more of fish. Try if you can. Fish, very important for you. Not huge mountain of eba and then beef. Little soup and the rest. I prefer fish to beef. It's more healthy. I'm not saying beef is bad, but it's more healthy for you to take fish than taking beef.
Okay, so for those listening, we will take some time on Health Thursday to do think about exercise, about eating. This thing is talking about fruit. What are your socials for those who want to jump on your fruit challenge?
Okay, for my fruit challenge specifically, it's on Facebook. Dr. Fredo Star Official. Okay. Dr. Fredo Star.
That's DR.
No, Food Doctor.
Okay, DOCO.
Dr. Fredo Star Official on Facebook. Then all other platforms is Dr. Fredo Star.
FREDOSTAR.
All other platforms.
All right.
Yeah.
Please go get yourself checked. I think last week you said if you can't do all at the same time, you can do one by one.
In batches.
Doc, thank you so much, very much for your time.
I'm grateful for you.